Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the I Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Rob Parker is not in the house, but instead,
wow,
we have got one of our favorite guests. Our man, Ephraim Salaam, filling in for Rob Parker, who's yet on another vacation today.
Man.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio.
You know what? They paying y'all too much, man. If y'all vacationing like this, something got to change. I don't know what is going on, man. What is that? Is that why I can't get a raise? Y'all taking all the money?
That's called a good agent, man.
Okay, well,
that's
who you rocking with? I need to get some new representation, man.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
I'll tell you,
man,
off the air.
What's going on?
Yeah, I've been off for 2 weeks. Spent some time in Martha's Vineyard. Spent some time in Mexico.
Can't hide money.
Hey, I don't know about all that, but I'm working now. I'm doing. Today was my first day, Ephraim, as co-host of First Things First. So I'm working from basically around the clock. You know, that show is on 4:30 to 6:30.
Right.
Pacific.
So you're the new guy there.
Yes, I replaced Brandon Marshall, who, you know, he's got so much going on. It was an amicable departure. His contract expired, and
they didn't want to replace the athlete with another athlete
they've gone that route. They had Chris Carter, then they replaced him with Brandon, and you know, they said, "Hey,
nobody bring it like me, man. Nobody bring it like me. I'm just gonna throw that out.
You bring it. That's why I got you on today.
I'm just saying, you know,
that's why I got you on today. Let me get my man Ephraim on.
And you know what? This begs for a discussion about offensive linemen. We can't get any love.
Well, let's see what offensive Mark Schlereth, and you were a tackle or a guard?
I was a tackle.
All right, because you saw who was it that was critical? Jadeveon Clowney said that guards, offensive guards, were the worst athletes in football. and Schlereth agreed with him. He said, we are, but we get it done.
You get to live in a box. As an offensive guard, you get to fight in a box. As a tackle, that's not a box.
You got to get out there and move.
I'm in space.
Right.
And most of the time, the line is the left tackle. Everybody's going away from you. And I'm on an island myself. And offensive guards always have someone next to them.
In traffic, right.
Always. It is a lonely, lonely place on 3rd and 12 with the best defensive end in the world, you know, on the other side of you.
Right, right, right.
At their home stadium, you can't hear the snap count. I just have flashes of myself and Dwight Freeney, right? And it's just like, bruh, there is not a lonelier place in football. And I don't want to hear about the cornerbacks on the island or none of that. There is no lonely. Look, cornerbacks on the island, if he messes up, no one gets murdered. All right? Think about that, right? Like if a receiver beats you, you give up a big play or you give up a touchdown.
Nobody is potentially career-ending hit.
Someone could be done for the rest of their life.
Right.
If I mess up. Like, just think about the gravity of that and the weight of that.
I hear you.
Every game, though.
Every game. Y'all are wildly underappreciated. Although left tackles now get their pay, but wildly underappreciated. Because without you guys, the quarterback, the running back, the receivers can't do their thing.
Oh, it's not popping. Nothing is popping off. Nothing.
So, yes, much love and respect to Ephraim Salam. Can we get the media
bosses to understand what that is? I try to shatter, and I've been doing this for 20 plus years. So when I started in this business, in radio and TV, there was no, and I mean zero, offensive linemen on anything.
And you've opened it up for some dudes.
I'm trying. All I wanted to do is let people understand, let the powers that be know that there is a personality under that guy.
To these guys.
Right? I have takes. And I talk about everything. We don't –
Right.
I don't just talk about football. We talk about everything.
We going to get into everything today. Yes. And we're going to start with football. We're going to have some fun with that. But let me introduce the iCouple crew really quickly. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt also back from a 2-week vacation. Yes. On the ones and twos on the Magic City Monday.
Everybody getting paid.
We got super producer Rob G in the house. And as you heard, the loquacious Brian Finley on the updates. Let's start here. It's not offensive tackles, but it's a quarterback. Mm. Deshaun Watson. And the reports, we all know the legal situation. One thing that listeners and fans may not know is from a legal perspective, it does look like Deshaun Watson will be able to play this season from a legal perspective, because that the case and everything, the courts won't really get involved until February. So after the season, so he can play through this season legally, but it's expected, although the league hasn't done anything to date, that at some point he'll be put on the commissioner's exempt list. They are doing their own investigation, and it is strange that they haven't said anything, haven't put him on the exempt list, that they haven't treated him like Trevor Bauer. The pitcher has been treated with the Dodgers, where they've basically just moved him away from baseball right now. But at some point, you think he's going to be on the list. But still, teams are willing to trade for him. And the talk is that the Dolphins and what other teams, Rob G? The Denver Broncos, the Carolina Panthers, and even the Philadelphia Eagles.
Basically all the teams without a quarterback.
Right. And those are the four being named. So let me start with you on this. What is it? The Dolphins are the team being talked about right now. That they're the Texans are asking for 3 first-round picks and 2 seconds at least. Looks like Tua Tagovailoa obviously would be involved in that trade. I got several questions for you, but let's start here. I feel like, because you're a guy that knows a lot about the Players Association, right? Mm-hmm. The way, because yep. we've talked with you about that before. My thing is this. Now, Deshaun Watson showed up to camp, but doesn't want to play. We've talked to Sean Salisbury, who's down there in Houston. He has said that Watson doesn't want to play. We know he doesn't want to play for the Texans, but that he doesn't want to play at all this year until he's traded. And the Texans seem to be going along with that, and they're going to let him just basically be the 4th-string quarterback and not play. I'm saying this, Ephraim. If I'm the Texans, I'm trying to trot him out as my starting quarterback. I think they should have been treating him like the starting quarterback from day one of camp. And if he tells you, whether it's through his verbally or body language, I don't want to play for you. I'm not going to play. Then I think you send him home. Well, look, you can't come here physically just so you don't get fined and you don't lose your money, but you really don't want to play. If we want you to start, then you have to be the starter. And I know they'd have a fight with the Players Association, but I think the Texans have mishandled it in that respect. Because to me, they should be putting Watson out there on the field as their starting quarterback, and they're not doing that. Talk to me first about that, because you may have a unique perspective. Is that just something there's no way they could get away with because of the Players Association, or what?
I'll say the biggest thing for a team dealing with this player in this type of situation is optics. What does it look like if we allow Deshaun Watson to come out and participate like business as usual? We all know, given the stories that broke this summer and this offseason, that there are some things that need to be addressed and cleaned up.
Right.
You don't want to seem like you're being insensitive to those things. These are very
really?
Serious charges. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you mean to the legal stuff?
Yeah, to the legal
okay.
stuff, right?
But why aren't the other teams concerned about that?
Well, because now it's a buyer's market. Prior to all of this coming out, it was a seller's market. That asking price that the Texans think they're going to still get, it's not going to happen. Because there's the uncertainty that hangs above everything that's going on off the field for Deshaun, right? So now you don't want to be, given the NFL's history of mismanaging situations, you don't want to feed into that narrative, right? The NFL has done a lot of work to try to change the page or turn the page and let people know that they're taking these matters very serious. And it started with the Ray Rice situation, right? And
right.
it's you know, things are being levied and handed down, and they don't want to make any mistakes, right? They'd rather keep the clear optics opposed to trotting him out there and he's throwing passes in the preseason, he's at practice, he's doing all of that, and people are like, well, what about what's going on with the women in his case and all of that? Because there was a dead period where we didn't hear anything.
Right.
Like, we didn't hear anything. So we were like, when situations like that happen, normally something pops up and this was settled and that was settled and all of a sudden everything's right with the world. The Texans don't want to take that chance and have
him. They don't want to trot him out there with all of these cases.
No. You can't
do
that.
But why are the Dolphins and other teams willing to do that?
Because this is something that, like, Houston, this situation is happening in Houston, in-house,
right?
So they know what's going on. Someone on the outside is like, we'll take the chance, given what happens with, you know, police and investigations and the league, we'll take the chance for the talent. Right? We'll take that chance, right? Because if the league comes out and says, okay, look, Deshaun, this, and this. You're suspended for 8 games. Any of those teams that you mentioned, Miami and any of those teams, would take Deshaun Watson at 25 years old and have him suspended for 8 games and have him for the rest for 4 years? In a heartbeat.
I feel you, but I'm like, why aren't the Texans willing to do that?
That's not going to work anymore. That bridge had been burned.
Deshaun so they're said, letting him, even though yeah. he's got oh, yeah. 4 years left on, isn't it 4 years left yeah. on his oh, deal, yeah, yeah. 156?
He's locked up.
They're going to let him just strong arm him.
Well, they don't want the headache anymore. Prior to all of this coming out, they were very adamant about, look, we're not right, trading him. We're going to figure it. When this came out, they're like, well, hey, what y'all looking for? What, right?
So would you, okay. So, all right. This is interesting. I hear what you're saying. They basically given up. And Sean Salisbury has said the same thing down there in Houston. We're going to get into, you know, Miami next. And they are willing to give up on the guy they thought would be their franchise quarterback, the 5th pick in the draft, to Tua Tagovailoa, at least according to reports for Watson. So we will get into that in the next segment. It's Chris Broussard and Ephraim Salaam is in for Rob Parker. We are unpacking this Deshaun Watson saga from every angle, so keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and my man Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker on a Magic City Monday. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Ephraim, I know you, as you said earlier, you are a versatile sportsman. You talk everything. People can't pigeonhole you just into football, even though you played in the NFL. So I know you like boxing.
Of course.
And we got Teddy Atlas coming up.
Teddy.
Did you watch the fight? We're going to get into it later. I don't want a huge soliloquy from you. But did you watch the Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley fight?
Yeah.
Okay, so good. We're going to get all into that with Teddy Atlas. And then also we're going to share our own feelings on that fight and what it means in the second hour. So Teddy Atlas joining us in about 10 minutes. But first, we're going to continue on this Deshaun Watson topic. And here's what I want to ask you. What does it say about Tua Tagovailoa that the Dolphins appear to be willing to trade, reportedly are willing to trade Tagovailoa and what? A couple more first round picks, a couple second round picks for a guy that not only could be suspended for half of this season, maybe three quarters or all of this season, could be on the commissioner's exempt list, and a guy that, because of the legal issues, might not ever play for you. What does that say about Tua? I'm quickly, he's only played 9 games, mm-hmm. 10 games. I say I'm not willing to write him off as a solid starter rather than a guy that could maybe be a star. I'm not ready to do that this quickly. But it seems like the Dolphins are. What does it say to you about Tua?
It says that them having an opportunity to get a top five quarterback in the NFL supersedes any loyalty they have to Tua.
Right? I get that. He's better than Tua. He's proven.
But I'll tell you this. This doesn't shock me or strike me as odd, because this is the same team last year that benched Tua for Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick, they won 3 games in a row. They put Tua in like, we're okay. We're going to go. Right, the whole team, nobody on the team knew that was happening, right, or understood why that was happening. So Tua goes and he's doing his thing. And when it really came down to crunch time, what did Miami do? They pulled him for Ryan Fitzpatrick. And the reason is because, and when you do something like that as an organization, and it's a deeper conversation, but we can talk about several things. But when you do that, like, it's very difficult to go, right, from young quarterback to old quarterback. You can start with the old guy and go young and then take your lumps, and you got to ride that out. Once you make that choice to go from old to young, whatever comes with that, you got to ride it all the way out. When you stop that progress, it's letting everyone know exactly what you feel about your young quarterback, right? Because that was a learning year last year for Tua. Every rep mattered. Every rep counted. And the fact that they were like, no, we're going to go back to Ryan, right? Because we trust him. That lets you was like a crystal ball moment into the future and what they felt about Tua.
All right. So then they're not sold on him, clearly.
Absolutely not. There were questions about if they were going to trade him and try to take another quarterback this draft. Like, that was out there.
From what you've seen, what do you think that's – I mean, obviously they've seen more of him than you, so – but what do you agree with that? He just doesn't have it. He's a solid player at best.
Number one, his injury history is something that you have to really look at, right? The NFL doesn't get easier, right? If you are getting hurt in college, it doesn't get easier in the NFL.
Well, they knew that when they drafted him.
Exactly. They reached. They understood they reached. they were like, okay, we like Tua, but he could be another in a long line of Alabama quarterbacks that didn't quite pan out. This isn't anything new. It's very easy when you're throwing to receivers that are first-round draft picks against schools that don't have any first-round draft picks.
Right.
Right? It's very easy as a quarterback. Ask A.J. McCarron. Right? Ask the laundry list of these quarterbacks from Alabama that we don't know where they are right now.
Right. Right.
Right? How easy it is to put up big numbers in a program where 70% of the team are professional athletes or will be soon.
So you would take this course of action if you were Miami.
If I could get Deshaun Watson, absolutely. And
this is just
based on on-field play.
No, but I get all that. And I'm with you. Like in the summer before all of the legal issues came up for Deshaun Watson, I definitely doing that because even if Tua becomes very good or maybe a star, I already know Deshaun Watson is a superstar. I already know he's one of the best five quarterbacks in the league. So I'm definitely doing that. But when you throw in everything else, you throw in the fact that he might never play for you and you're still willing to do it.
That says a lot about what they think about Tua. It really does.
There it is. There it is. All right, we're going to get into it with Teddy Atlas as we shift to fisticuffs here on the iCouple. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, Ephraim, he's not one of my favorite guys to listen to when it comes to boxing and analysis. He is my favorite boxing analyst. I could listen to him talk about the sweet science all the time. He's the host of the Fight with Teddy Atlas podcast, Hall of Fame boxing trainer, of course. We welcome in Teddy Atlas to the iCouple. Teddy, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. It's great to have you on. Now, look, we obviously wanted to talk to you about this Jake Paul, the Tyron Woodley fight last night. I'm not sure if you know, but within the last 20 minutes, Jake Paul tweeted out that he's retiring from boxing. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. But my quick takeaway from last night was that Jake Paul is better than we thought. I don't think he's a good professional boxer. But I think he's better than I thought. I think he's got a little heart. He outboxed Tyron Woodley. Woodley clearly is not a boxer either. And those are really my takeaways from last night. What was your takeaway from last night's fight?
Well, going into it, I had picked Paul to win. And the reason why I picked him to win was, you know, first of all, Woodley's 39 years old, and he's lost his last four fights, and he's not in a good mental place. Forget about the physical place that he may or may not be in, 39 years old. But he's not in a winning place, put it that way. And he fought that way. You know, I always talk about when I was calling all the fights at ESPN that you could talk about a guy's talent. You could talk about the same thing in football or basketball, whatever. You could talk about, or in the courtroom, the guy could be, top of his class from Harvard. But you still have to put it out there. You still have to be able to put it out in that arena. And when you can have all the talent in the world, and if you're not in the right mental state, it means nothing. It's like having a car. You could have a Ferrari, and it could have 2,000 horsepower. But the driver of the car, if he's not a confident driver, if he's been in some accidents, he's not going to drive that car up to what the mile the horsepower is underneath the hood. You're not going to really get a Ferrari. And I looked at that with Woodley in a way where his body's still good. The car's still good. Yeah, he's 39 years old, but he's been in accidents. He's lost four in a row, and he's not going to drive that car fast. You know, and he's going to be very cautious. And he was. Right. And that's what cost him the fight. He was very cautious. And it was like he was fighting more to protect his legacy than he was to win. And look, it's not a knock on Woodley. Woodley's the greatest UFC welterweight champion of all time. He's terrific. Okay, he's a warrior. He's a samurai. I have nothing but respect for all those guys and what they do and the courage they have and the toughness they have. But you, just like when I was calling the fights at ESPN, I don't go by the speed, the talent, everything. I go by the temperament of the guy. Again, the guy could be the biggest puncher in the world. He could be the fastest guy in the world. But if his temperament is to lay back, well, that's what you're going to get, because that's the drive of the car, so to speak. You know, the body is the soldier. The mind is the general. And I just, for me, it was an easy, not an easy pick, but a fairly easy pick, because I just saw in my mind that Woodley would be consistent with what his temperament had become. That guy who is not driving the car fast. That guy who's going to be safe. He's going to be careful. He's going to be cautious. And that's how he fought. Look, he put pressure on all night long. And as I used to always say when I was calling the fights, you know, pressure breaks pipes, pressure breaks people. But if you don't partner up the pressure with punches, well, you know what it's like? It's like raking up the leaves in your garden, and then you get them all into a pile, and you don't get rid of the leaves. The leaves, they wind up growing back on the lawn. And you didn't get rid of the leaves. Same thing. He pressed. But he didn't do the things to get rid of fall. He didn't throw the punches. And again, I think it was more a mental thing and more an emotional thing than was anything else. And it is what he is now. That's what Woodley is. That's why he's lost four fights in a row. So at the end of the day, I thought that Paul did a good job of what he needed to do. In boxing, it's about geography. Who controls the geography that best suits their physical assets? And he's taller, he's bigger, he's longer. So what did Paul do? He stayed on the outside, he used his legs, he kept a little gap, he kept the right distance, and he used his jab. And it was enough to get him a win. And I thought, as you said, to your point, you know, we're not going to mistake him for Jake LaMotta or you know, Marvin Hagler, but he's a guy that respected the sport. That's what I appreciate. He went there for the last couple of years when he decided to do this, and he made a commitment to learn the best he could learn. And he learned the basics. And last night you got a chance to see a little more of his repertoire, because he didn't have to do those things before. So you got a chance to see. He's a work in progress, but you could see that he is learning things. Now, you also could see, for me, in my eyes, where when he tried to get aggressive, you could see he was getting to the place where it was getting away from him, where he could get sloppy. He could get a little careless. He could get exposed a little. And he was smart enough to pull it up, to kind of stay within, not to get outside of himself.
Mm.
Teddy, just given what we've seen from both of the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan, and their ability to command a large audience, what does this say for the state of boxing?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, look, it says a couple things. It says that these greedy promoters out there that own their little piece of turf and won't let the best fights happen because they don't control both sides. They won't let their fighter go across the street, so to speak, and make the best fight that the audience wants. You know, the fans, they will go somewhere else to get alternate entertainment. Listen, this isn't traditional boxing. I think we all understand that. But it is entertainment. And, again, I think that when the fans can't get, they want Crawford and Spence. That's just one of many fights they want, one of many. And there's a lot of good fights out there that could be made. But there's different promoters, and so they won't make the fight. They're going to protect that guy. They're going to control that guy. And they're going to keep him undefeated. They're going to put him on their network, which is their financial partner. And they're not going to care about the public. They figure the public's still going to be there when they put the big fights on. And so they're not going to give him the competitive fights, the kind of fights that they want to get. So the fans are going to go. So that's what it says. The fans will go somewhere else. You don't give them what they want in the restaurant, they're going to go across the street to the other restaurant. That's one thing it says. But it also, I think it also says something else. I think that people's attention spans are getting less and less, and they want the quick fix. And they want to their imagination to be pleased, to think that, you know, just to be able to kind of to go out there with their imagination and think that they're going to get something that's different, something that's going to surprise them. I mean, look, at the end, Mike Tyson wasn't being watched because of the athlete he was. I mean, it was a morbid curiosity to see if he was going to bite someone's head off, you know, or do something, you know, do something crazy. And I think that the curiosity seekers out there, the defenses are being pushed back, where they're looking more and more for different alternate ways to be entertained. And I also think that the people that came up with this idea were brilliant, because in its own way, the only way I can explain it, and it's a phenomena of these YouTubers being able to do what they're doing and they have to make this kind of money, is, for me, I call it the Matrix Unplugged. Everyone knows the Matrix series, you know, how they made millions and millions of dollars and everybody saw the Matrix series. This is, somebody understood that you take all, if you got 20 million followers, you can do something with that. Mm-hmm. So they took all these YouTube followers and they took YouTube and they put it live, like the Matrix Unplugged. They took it and they put it live into a boxing ring, where now you got live video games in a boxing ring. Where you have the YouTubers are playing in real life now, that they transported it into a prize ring, and where Teddy, all the fans are with them, and that's their guy, and they're playing a different version of YouTube now. And they're watching their guy, the live YouTuber, and it's really, if you think about it, it's fascinating that they found a market, and they've been able, you know, to cash in on it. And I tell you, you got to give them credit. They're not doing anything criminal, and they took their following, and they said, we're going to take the YouTube, we're going to take all these people that are sitting home playing YouTube and everything, and now we're going to take it to live action.
Teddy Atlas, great. I want to ask you one thing. I got to ask you this. It's a historic question. And I've only got, like, you got 45 seconds to answer it.
Okay.
Sugar Ray Leonard was one of my favorite fighters growing up. I would
Mine
take
too.
Sugar Ray over Floyd. Who you
yes,
got in
too.
The Sugar Ray Leonard-Floyd Mayweather fight?
All right, I'm going to answer this and put it to a rest. I love Floyd. Look, Floyd's been real smart, but in some ways, the Paul brothers are like Floyd. Now, people are going to lose their minds. But what I mean is, they're smart. Floyd was very smart at picking his opponent, especially later in his life. Very smart. And look, he was a great defensive fighter. And he beat the best guys around at this time. And he beat Pacquiao when he was a little past himself. All that stuff. But having said that, if Floyd was around in the 80s, forget about Sugar Ray Leonard. He loses to Sugar Ray, he loses to Hearns, he loses to Durant, he might lose to Pennell Whitaker. I mean, that's four guys I just mentioned right there.
Right.
And forget about moving up and fighting Marvin Hagler. Just forget about that. So, look, I love Floyd. Don't get me wrong. But he wasn't around when the great Sugar Ray Leonard was around. And back in those days, there's four or five guys that would have had his name. And they would have been able to, I believe, have wins over him.
I agree. That's our man, Teddy Atlas. Teddy, man, great stuff as always. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. We're going to get back to the NFL and then boxing after that, because I know Ephraim Salah. I can tell. I can't even see you on the Zoom. I can tell you are chomping at the bit,
man,
to talk about this fight game. So we're going to get into that next hour, but it's the NFL coming up in a moment. But first, it is some of our sponsors on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris Broussard and my man Ephraim Salam in for Rob Parker. Let's get to this quickly. We don't have a ton of time, but the NFL released its top 100 players, Ephraim, according to the players, the player vote. Pat Mahomes, number one. I don't see the controversy. I do think he is the best player in the NFL. But NFL.com ripped the players for making him number one. And they say it should be Aaron Rodgers. Do you have an issue with Mahomes at number one, or you see it like I do?
No, I don't have an issue with it at all. I definitely see it like you and the actual players who vote on this. So to have a website come out and disagree with the actual players who've played against all of these players, I mean, that makes no sense. It's like clickbait, right? Like you,
right.
How are you going to argue? That's like boxers rating the best boxer, and you argue with them. It's like, wait, what? Basketball players rating the best basketball player. Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL and will be for the next 12 years, right? I mean, he is special in every way imaginable. If you put him on any team on the planet, they're an instant Super Bowl contender.
Right.
Period.
Well, speaking of that, and again, we don't have a ton of time to unpack it, Tom, let me just read through the top 10. Josh Allen, 10. T.J. Watt, 9. DeAndre Hopkins, 8. Tom Brady, 7. Devontae Adams, 6. Travis Kelce, 5. Derrick Henry, 4. Aaron Rodgers, 3. Aaron Donald, 2. Pat Mahomes, 1. I don't know where you're going to go at this. But for me, and I wouldn't have said this 7 months ago, Ephraim. But because of, well, let me just put it out there. I would put Tom Brady ahead of Aaron Rodgers. I would have Tom Brady 3, Aaron Rodgers 4. And I say it because Tom Brady is still, and I know he's thrown interceptions in playoff games and stuff like that, but he still, to me, delivers more in big games than Aaron Rodgers does. Aaron Rodgers is a different quarterback in those NFC championship games. Never throws picks in the regular season. In his 5 NFC title games, 4 straight losses, by the way, he's 9 touchdowns, 8 picks. That's a different player. And so do you think I'm off my rocker for saying I would go with Brady? Rodgers is going to be better in the regular season and all that. But if I just think Brady makes his teammates better. Where are you at on that?
I agree with you 100%. How can you argue that? This man went to a whole nother team after 20 years of being in one place.
A 7-9 team.
Right? And took him to the Super Bowl. What? Excuse me?
Right.
Wait a minute. Right? I mean, he changed conferences. Everything about what he did last year puts him ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And people are hell-bent on having Aaron Rodgers be the greatest thrower of the football and had the highest passing rating and all of that. Bruh, show me something in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Bring the trophy home and then let's talk.
Thank you. And we got 30 seconds, so quickly. How big are intangibles for quarterbacks? Because to me, that's what Brady's got. That's what Montana had. You know, in addition to great physical skills, but not phenomenal physical
skills. I'll tell you how good intangibles are. The whole Tampa Bay team came back. Never happened before. Mm. Everybody came back. Those are intangibles of Tom Brady.
There it is. There it is. Ephraim Salaam with us. Keep it locked. 2 hours left. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.